This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. After nearly a decade of pushback, Wisconsin lawmakers are a step closer to passing Aaron's Law. The legislation, named after Aaron Marin, would require age-appropriate child sexual abuse education in public schools. Marin.
So I've been traveling from one state capital after another as far away as Alaska and Hawaii and testifying before legislators saying this is a no-brainer. If we teach DARE, the 8 ways to say no to drugs, why are we not teaching kids personal body safety?
38 states have passed the law. It was approved by the Wisconsin Assembly last month. The state Senate plans to vote on the measure early next year. An environmental advocacy group is pushing for stricter standards on Wisconsin data centers. Clean Wisconsin is circulating a petition urging state and local leaders to pause AI data center approvals until the state has a more comprehensive plan. The group claims two of the proposed projects will use more energy than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Data center officials have testified before state lawmakers as they assure they're willing to work with local officials. Construction in the Port Washington data center will start in 2 weeks. Wisconsin is once again at risk of losing SNAP food benefits from the federal government. The Journal Sentinel reports U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has threatened to pull funding from states that won't share data on recipients who are given federal food assistance. Wisconsin's food share program has not given any of that data to the USDA. Rollins has said the data of a recipient's name, address, social security number, immigration status, and benefit history would be used to help fight fraud. More than 700,000 Wisconsin residents use food share. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. The one thing I always want to remind you of is to, you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and listen to the notification bell so you never, ever, 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 ever miss a live show. Also, you can check us out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can go to my LinkedIn page, Dr. Kenneth Harris, or Dr. Kenneth Harris Jr., one of them. And you can watch my Dr. Ken's Truth. I try to get it on each and every day. I'm on live right now. So if you're moving, if you're traveling, you got your phone, You got everything. Just make sure you tell all your friends, tell all your family. Make sure everybody signs up and follows Milwaukee Black Talk. So I've been talking this week, this month, about things black people need to do in 2026. I think it's important we also look at self-development. And so I want to talk directly to you in an honest but loving way to our fans about self-development. Not trends, not fads, not New Year's resolutions. We forget by the time February come up, I'm going to work out. I imagine Planet Fitness makes a boatload of money off people that sign up, don't go, and they take that money out every month. I remember when it was only $10. I remember when it was $8. It was $10. Now it's like $15 or $20 a month. Well, not New Year's resolutions. We forget them all. I'm talking about real work, that kind of work that transforms your mind, your strengthens your spirit, and reshapes your future. So I got three things. I think it's three powerful things you need to commit to if you really want to grow, elevate, step into the new year, step into your life that we were actually created for. Three things. You need to develop your discipline, strengthen your emotional intelligence, and expand your capacity. Now let me go through these. I try to write something and say something that is suitable for all generations. So if you want to develop your discipline, you are going to have to be different. You can't rely on being motivated. Motivation is emotional. Gets you revved up, fired up. Motivation fades. Motivation depends on how you feel. Self-development starts with discipline. What is that? That's the ability to act even when the feeling is gone. That's why I hate when people say, you got to be passionate about something. Passion fades. Now, too many of us work only on what we're excited about. We take classes that we're only excited about. We go to games that we're only excited about. We only study when we're inspired. We save money when we're scared. Set boundaries when we're tired of people. Discipline is about doing the work before the crisis. Here's what it looks like. It's waking up at the same time every day. Create a routine for your goals. Put limits, we talked about it, on your spending. Saying no more than you say yes. And eliminating distractions. And some of those distractions are actually people. You also need to set personal deadlines that you set for you that nobody else gives you. Black excellence, and I've always said this, is not magic. There's no girl magic. There's no black girl magic. There's no black guy magic. It's discipline. Multiply it over time. You want a better job, it takes discipline. A healthier body, discipline. Peace, discipline. A book, a plan, a business, a dream, it takes discipline. Make discipline your superpower. But then you have to strengthen your emotional intelligence. So the key to self-development is going to be emotional intelligence. It's a political year coming up. Everybody's emotional about it. What is that? That's the ability to understand, the ability to manage, the ability to respond to your emotions and the emotions of other people in a positive way. But let's be real. Many of us don't understand that because we didn't grow up in an environment that taught us emotional skills. We learned to be tough. You black, you got to be twice as good in order to be considered equal. We learned survival. We learned silence. But we didn't always learn how to communicate with family members and people and process pain and trauma and handle conflict without destroying somebody. So what will emotional intelligence keep you from? It keeps you from reacting. We talked about it yesterday, reacting instead of responding. Misreading people's intentions. That's what texting does. Ruining opportunities with impulsive decisions. Things that are important to you thinking things take too long, thinking things are not fast enough, carrying old trauma into new relationships, sabotaging your own progress out of fear. One of the worst things is fighting somebody's battle that's not even yours. In order to have emotional intelligence, you have to have something that's fearful. You ready? Self-awareness. You have to come to grips with why things trigger you, why you avoid conversations with people that you need to have, why you shut down when people talk to you and don't want to hear it, why you overwork, people please, and why you always tired and angry or haven't been through so much stuff you just numb. I say get a therapist, get a coach, get a counselor, get somebody who can help you understand the patterns you're living out that are destructive for you. Because emotional intelligence is not about always being calm, because nobody's like that. It's about being clear. It's about being intentional. And it's about being healed enough to stop repeating the same thing over and over and over, year after year after year. And then finally, you need to expand your capacity. Capacity is your ability to hold more, handle more, create more, learn more, endure more. But here's the caveat: without breaking. Succeed without collapsing or growing, and becoming without losing yourself. Real talk, you can't receive new blessings with old capacity. If life keeps giving you more responsibility, more pressure, more influence, it means you need to expand your capacity and not shrink from the challenge. But what does that look like? Well, you got to read more books. That's why we got Black Book Thursday. You got to learn new skills, even if it's self-development or watching a YouTube video. You need to take courses. There's a bunch of them that's free online. You need to join networks, fraternities, sororities, groups, 100 Black men, 100 Black women, anything you can. But with that, you need to ask for help. You need to start delegating stuff that you can, stuff you don't need to do, stuff that's taking your time away. And you need to manage your time, because that's one of the most important things and the most expensive thing you have. And to be honest with you, you need to take yourself to church. You need to deepen your faith and your resilience. Growth doesn't happen where you are. It happens when you get out on the edge, when you stretch yourself. I guess you could say you scare yourself. You challenge your pride. You're good at that, but can you be better? Capacity isn't about doing everything. It's about doing what matters to you, but drains you less. And that means you got to stop thinking small. Stop settling for good enough. Stop talking yourself out of opportunities before you even begin, because you're scared or you don't think you can do it, or the man is holding you back. Your capacity grows the moment you decide you're worth more. So here it is. Discipline will change what you do. Emotional intelligence will change how you live. And capacity actually changes who you become. When you combine all those three, you can stop waiting. You can stop blaming. You can stop repeating. And stop negotiating for your greatness. Walk like somebody who knows that you're valuable, and start commanding respect without demanding it. You'll start living a purposeful life, a powerful life, a life that aligned with the things that are important to you. Because contrary to popular belief, your friends going to start complaining, but self-development is not selfish. It's not arrogant. You don't abandon your people. When you start developing yourself, you strengthen your family, you strengthen your community, and you build your future. You become the example somebody else needs. You don't know who's watching you. You lift others when you lift you. So when 2026 rolls around, remember, life is not a rehearsal. You only get one. This is the year you need to grow, to evolve. This is the year you need to become the version and the dream of yourself that you've been dreaming about all along. Three things, that's all I gave you. Three priorities, that's all I gave you. Three commitments. You need discipline, emotional intelligence, and capacity. Master that, it won't be just a new year. It'll be the year you rise.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I should have went to some music. Hey, man, you want to talk some sports? What happened?
What happened with who?
The Bucks.
Hey.
Giannis is like, hey, let me talk to my agent. Did you see that story?
I did. It's tough. I mean, we talked about this though in the offseason. They were concerned about him growing tired of them. I don't want to say being in the floor of the East, but obviously they had the run in 2021 and they had a couple, you know, unsuccessful runs. They picked up Dame for a couple of years and it didn't work out. He had a terrible injury and they haven't really put any significant pieces around him to kind of fuel the fire again, so to speak. So
do you think that groin injury had anything to do with it?
With Giannis growing frustrated?
Working too hard, running too hard.
I don't want to say working hard. I think the thing is, when you sit out for a week or two and you get to see what your team really is made of without you, doubt starts to kind of creep in. You know that you don't have the defenders that you have. Guys can't make the shots that they need to make unless you're kind of there. And so if you're shouldering that load, it's kind of up to management to say, hey, like, who can we get to kind of take some sweat off his back? Obviously, he's good for 30 and, 12 almost every other night, but
can't
do that for 90-something games and expect to win a championship. It's just impossible.
You think they'll trade him?
It would have to be a historic call.
That was a pregnant pause.
I don't even know what of value would justify letting him leave Milwaukee. It would have to equal up to—
What do you mean letting him leave? You want a player that don't want to play? We've had those before.
I mean, he's under contract for a couple more years, so if they want to sour the relationship that much and keep him here, they surely can, but it would have to start with at least three first-rounders and two players. I think that's, like, bare minimum.
Mm. It's interesting. I hope he stays, but it ain't looking too good. Ain't looking too good. And now the Packers get thrown a curveball. Hey, you know that game y'all gonna play on Sunday? That game y'all gonna play on Sunday? You all were the sacrificial lambs. And we gonna put you when other teams are playing their championship you're going to play Saturday night. I'm like, what? What is that about?
It's weird. I mean, it's mainly based on the TV rights. I think that's really what it comes down to. Obviously, there are a bunch of other things that need to happen and kind of manifest. So they just trying to squeeze everybody dry for money. I think that's why the game got flexed. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think the best part about this matchup is that it kind of means something. Essentially, this is going to determine who wins the NFC North.
No, because they're going to play the Bears 13 days prior to the Saturday game on the 20th.
It is true, but you have two other teams that are kind of in the ceiling. The Lions would need a lot, you know, of things to go wrong on both ends for the Bears and the Packers in order to have a shot at winning division. The Vikings are kind of out of it. They're more or less tanking.
They're done.
Because they don't have, you know, a stable quarterback situation. So
here's what I think. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if it's outside of the realm of possibility. They want TV control of everything. They want to be able to come in and dominate whenever they play. They're going up against, I don't know what you call it, divisional or all those games that are happening that Saturday in championship football for colleges before you go to the national championship are happening that Saturday.
Yeah, I would say the NFL is trying to at least flex their muscles a little bit. I mean, it essentially, especially with all the drama that's been going on with the college football playoff, there's a lot of teams that people feel should be in, based on who they've played, kind of the head-to-head record and everything like that. Yeah. So they're trying to kind of take away from that drama a little bit, which it cheapens, you know, everything for everybody else. There's the Big 12, there's the Big 10, there's SEC as well, there's ACC. There's a lot of games that mean a lot going forward, and obviously those, you know, games are going to garner much, I guess, attention, kind of the money that's at play, whether it be sponsorships or kind of everything else that comes with it. So it's tough to see the NFL kind of flexing its muscles, but essentially they are the big dog, you know, in the yard. So you know how that goes.
Yeah, but who wins? I think it's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy theory?
Yep.
What makes you say that?
Because I think they know what they're doing. You don't flex a game. I would have flexed it to Monday night. Hey, we're going to give y'all two Monday night games. We're going to give you a Monday afternoon and a Monday evening. We'll give you a Tuesday. We'll drop it to Thursday. They went to Saturday against playoffs with college teams.
I think it should have been at least a Sunday kind of, you know, 8 or it would be 7:20 our time or 7:15 our time. I don't understand why I didn't get flexed to a Sunday night game. I know there's a couple. Yep. I'm not sure what the Sunday night matchup is, you know, a couple weeks out from now, but it doesn't make sense to me. And even still, I thought they should have flexed the game this weekend, you know, to prime time as well.
Yep.
Or at least moved it back to 3:30 or something like that, just in a later time slot. But
would we watch the Packers two Sunday evenings in a row?
I think so. With all the kind of controversy that's, you know, circulating.
With the same teams playing.
I think so. I think the interest would be just as high because, again, there's a narrative on both sides. For example, are the Bears frauds? If they were to lose this game coming up this Sunday, are the Bears the real deal? This is the first challenge or obstacle, I guess, that they've had this year.
Not really.
It goes on both sides, though. Or if the Packers were to lose, are the Bears still the big brother? The Bears obviously swept them last season. Are the Bears going to sweep them again? There's a lot of narratives that you could kind of spin if just based on how the game might go this Sunday.
And no matter who wins, they play again in 13 days.
Which is insane. There's going to be a lot of jawing. I've got friends that are Chicago Bears fans
crazy.
Who
it's crazy.
Yeah, are in my ears all week. So I'll be, That's crazy. Right in front of the TV.
And you're not even a Packer fan, but no. You live here. So they just tag you, huh?
I know, but I lean more towards the Packer side. I don't have a reason to root for the guys in Illinois. So I don't even want to address them by name.
Turn your microphone off. Take your headphones off and produce my show with one finger from now on. I cannot believe I get it. I'm a Packer fan until they play the Bears, and then I revert over to the Bears and I go back to and honestly, I don't really care who wins.
It's admirable. I understand. I think the Packers need to win to validate a lot of the controversy.
Love is going to have. But again, it scares me because their running game is not good. Defense is outstanding. Parsons was an excellent addition, But the Bears got an offense dude and a quarterback that's like, I saw him in some tight situations, and they end up with like, you know, a 54-yard, like what? Like how? You know, you got a quarterback that's getting as many yards, if not more, than his running back. So, and I saw him run up against a guy and knock him down. A defensive back. I'm like, okay, this quarterback is the real deal. Had they had him 3 years ago, the Packers would have been in trouble.
No, and that's the thing. The defense is not. It's not the best defense that they've actually had. They
that's
just
right.
got a couple people back from the secondary.
Yep.
The pass rush isn't crazy good, but
yep.
they just play together as a unit.
But
they cause a lot
consistent.
Of turnovers.
Oh my God, causing people to fumble. And here's the weird part. I saw at least two fumbles last Sunday where they had the ball, they got stopped, but before they got to the ground, the ball came out. So you're on top of the pack, you're still in play. If you don't touch the ground, you're still in play. And they'll get a foot from the ground and somebody just reached in and ripped the ball out.
Nice. The good old peanut punch.
Ah, man.
Yeah, that's something that's trained in practice. No, it's been awesome to see there. They have a good secondary. They have a lot of guys that cause a lot of turnovers. Yeah. But I think the Packers have experience on their side. I think they have guys that have been in bigger games. We've yet to see this Bears team play a tough team. They've won a lot of close
biased.
Games. I haven't seen
you're
them dominate anybody.
Biased. Well,
besides the Eagles. They did dominate the Eagles last week.
But what did they say? What's the only thing that counts?
The W.
Score. That's it. The W. 1 point, and we saw that last week too. Couple teams, 1 point. When I'm trying to remember who the team was I was watching, and they went up. And something happened. They kicked a couple of field goals and then went up. And then got a 2-point conversion, and they went up 8. And I went, and I'm looking at the score, and I'm like, okay, so the other team would literally, in like a minute and 4 seconds, have to score 3 times to win. I was like, who does that? Who does it? Well, why is he going for it? He's going to go for a 2-point conversion. They've already got the lead. I'm like, dude is, and those little, that extra 5 points made him have to score 3 times. And I was just like, wow, they calculated that. That's a great coach.
It is. It's the analytics side of things. They take calculated risks early in the game to force the coach's hand. A lot of coaches get uncomfortable. They make decisions that they're not accustomed to making. And so you know, it'll be the end all be all, you know, sometimes in some of those close games later in the season.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We shall see. I guess let me see. You already owe me a cigar.
You owe me dinner.
I owe you dinner. So is that a wash, or I still got to buy you dinner?
No, a deal is a deal. We'll both pay out when time comes.
What do you mean when time comes? Time was 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. I still ain't got a cigar. He went to the cigar bar and didn't give me one. But that's okay. That's all right. I'll get him back. Who's your team again?
The Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would root for the Packers, too, if I had the Patriots, because I'd be depressed. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Lou Rawls, 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check this talking text line. What's up, Willie? Good afternoon. Sincere, Ronnie, Ray, Real, S.E., Kwanda, Curly Q. We got some folk I ain't seen in a minute. Not really a city girl. What's going on? Jason, good afternoon, sisters and brother. Okay, let me help you out, Jason. Thank you for saying you love my show. I know you listen from Sacktown. But you got to speak to me first before you can speak to everybody else. You got to say, hey, Dr. Ken, how you doing? And then say hello to everybody else in Truth Nation. What's wrong with you? This is study hall, dude. Come on now. That's the name Kwanda gave it. Kwanda gave a YouTube chat in Truth in the Afternoon, study hall. That's the name. Sir Chance say, preach, Dr. Ken, preach. Such a phenomenally outstanding opening monologue that you just delivered. Bravo, bravo. Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Oh. That one guy is up in here. Jason said the Patriots are 11-2. Why would a Patriot fan not? Why would a? Well, I guess there's a couple things in here for you. First, Jason said the Patriots are 11-2. Why would you, a Patriot fan, root for the Packers?
They're no danger to us. They're not in the same division. Until we, I guess,
meet
if we were to
Super
make
Bowl?
It to.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. If we get that far, we'll see them, but.
Yeah. Like that if. And Jaylen Brown for Giannis.
I love that. Because the Celtics are kind of going to have their hand forced. Jaylen Brown is playing phenomenal, but they don't have Tatum, who they think is their real star yet. I know he's recovering from an Achilles injury. And so will they be able to make it work when he comes back? What's his ceiling? What's his price? He's already making $240-something million over like 5 or 6 years, though. He got paid already, so.
Guaranteed?
Oh, of course. Every nickel and dime.
With a bonus?
There's incentives, I'm sure, in there.
Plus postseason pay.
All-star, first-team All-NBA, all those things.
Glenn, you and I picked the wrong profession.
I tried. I just didn't grow.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, there's rumors. People are saying that Karl Anthony Towns could be on the table for Giannis. I know that was talked about over the summer.
Nah. I can't see that.
I don't know if there's a player that I would, like a star that I want straight up for Giannis, though. I don't know.
B. Bruce said Pascal and Jay Brown for Giannis and Turner. NYGP has spoken. 833-212-1017 is the number. This idiocy from social media has me laughing, but actually has me scared. There's a story on Fox News. Three Florida teenagers were arrested in a viral door kick challenge targeting homeowners. A viral TikTok trend. Another one of those dumb social media things. And if you see it, that's one thing. If you do it, you're an idiot. It's called the door kick challenge, or they wrote the same thing twice. Anyway. Three Florida teenagers got arrested, according to St. John's County Sheriff's Office. The teens were arrested on the 23rd for loitering and prowling. One was 13. The other one was 14. Viral video from the challenge was captured on the home's security system. The footage captured the homeowner calling police to report someone was attempting to kick the door in. 911 call audio. The homeowner told police that the individuals did not appear to have weapons, but her husband has his weapon in his hand in case they come back. Can you imagine shooting a 13 or 14-year-old? Deputies responded, located the teenagers dressed in dark clothes and gloves, hiding near the victim's home. One deputy is heard, "Show me your hands. Show me your hands. How old are you?" They respond, 14. Third suspect, 13. They locked them up. Deputy is heard asking the teens if they wanted to catch a felony. Why are you asking them if they want to catch a felony? Why don't you just charge? Must have been white kids. Why don't you just charge them with a felony? The deputy said, quote, "What the hell are you guys doing out here acting like this?" Would you ask a little black kid that? You just expect them to be a little criminal and just like, I'm over the top. One teen responded, "Just being stupid." But here's the key. The officer was courted asking the teens in body camera footage, you guys want to get shot by a homeowner when you're kicking in their front door and they think you're breaking in to kill them because it'll be justified. They won't even go to prison and you're 6 feet under. According to the sheriff's office, the teenagers went to multiple homes in the neighborhood causing damage to the front door. And all you arrested them for is loitering and prowling. Loitering and prowling. That's ridiculous. 833-212-1017 is the number. What do you think would happen to a person who did this in Milwaukee? What do you think? You think they get off? I'm interested in knowing. I need to know. Give me a call. 833-212-1017. Because you know what's coming. It'll start in the suburbs. Little dumb kids will be kicking indoors and causing all kind of foolishness. But I hate to say it. You did that in the black neighborhood, you're going to get shot. You did that in the white neighborhood, you're going to get shot. I think if you do it in Milwaukee, you're going to get... Can you imagine being in Texas where they take their property seriously? And you kick my door in? And you get blasted with a shotgun? Who's going to lock you up? Who is going to lock you? Now, you can't kill somebody for property. But if you kick my door in, that means you have come onto my property. You've trespassed. And then you kicked in the door. And I don't know. This is educational. This is not advice. I'm not a lawyer in any of that. And I'm not acting in a law enforcement capacity. But if you kick my door in, what happens? What would you do if somebody kicked your door in? What if your wife was home alone? Your kids are home alone and somebody kicks your door in because of a TikTok challenge? People have died from these social media challenges. Think about that. People have died. Kids going in closets and hanging themselves and accidentally dying and all kind of. I had a friend of mine whose son died doing one of these challenges. Do we need to just do like, what is it? I think it's Australia. They just said, like we gonna just ban social media under a certain age. It was Australia or New Zealand. They just banned it. Like, just out and out, we're done. No more. You cannot send social media to anybody under the age of 16 or 18. I mean, what's the cutoff? I mean, if your brain's not developed until you're 25, I'm just saying. I mean, that's just me. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. What do you think would happen to a person who does this in Milwaukee?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So before the break, we were talking about this nonsensical kicking in a door and acting a fool. Do you think somebody could get away with that in Milwaukee? I fear we're going to send the police to somebody's house where somebody got shot. I mean, what would happen to the person who does this in Milwaukee? I don't know. I kind of got an idea, though. And it's not good. And it's not good. I think we're going to be, yeah. I think it would be sad. Miss Carolyn, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm fine, Dr. Ken. How you doing?
I'm great.
I like that idea about, you know, restrictions on the internet for underage people, but how would that look, seeing that nowadays everything is on computers? It's like, how do you get around it and stuff? Because I think it's a good idea, but what are the parameters that are going to make it work?
We have,
especially when it's
we have figured out a way to stop people and start people from doing all sorts of things. We know who people are. We know kids that go to websites, cookies that are on their browsers. We know all that. We sell that information every day. If you wanted to actually stop it, you could. So number two, parents need to just step in and say no. You can buy this particular phone for your kid. This phone can't go to social media. Now, if you want to do it, then you can break the law and go get on somebody else's phone and get yourself in trouble. But then we'll have laws that say if you give your phone to a kid and a kid gets on the internet and sees something, you're liable. Because right now, federal law stops people from being able to do that. So.
Okay.
It stops companies from being liable when you go on the internet and see something you shouldn't see.
I totally agree, because I remember I had a situation with Sprint, and I had parental controls on my phone for my children, and my one daughter managed to text the bill came up to be like $1,200. I'm like,
wow.
Really? And it was doing school time, so I called Sprint. I said, I'm not paying that. I said, because you guys were asked to put restrictions on their phone. I said, it's not my fault that you guys not do it. And she did all this, that, and other and stuff. And they was like, well, we're going to sue you. I said, on what ground? That you broke the contract?
Right. You would have ended up getting paid.
Want their phones restricted.
Yep. So, all right.
Yeah, they have to suck it up. Okay.
All right.
But it goes back to the parents, too, at the end of the day.
Yes, it does. Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
911, where is your emergency?
Sweetbriar Branch Lane. Someone just tried to kick in our front door.
And did you see any weapons?
No, but my husband was going to open the door with our gun, but he did not.
He still has his weapon out, though, correct?
His weapon is, in his hand, in case they come back.
In case you come back. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? So here's my poll question of the day for the YouTube chat. It's a simple poll question. If a person's door in Milwaukee gets kicked in and the actor is shot and killed, would you convict them? Yes or no? Yes or no? YouTube chat. Poll question of the day. If a person in Milwaukee gets their door kicked in and the actor, the juvenile, adult, don't matter who it is, male, female, is shot and killed, kicked in my door. Oh, my God, I'm scared. Pow. You're done. I thought they were going to come in my house and kill me. I thought they were going to come in my house. Would you convict them? Yes or no? It's really simple. Social media is causing our children to do things that they think are funny and not think about the outcome. They're not thinking about the ramifications, the consequences that can come with that. It'll start in predominantly white areas, and it'll work its way into the city, into major metropolitan areas, Black communities, white communities, Hispanic communities, Asian communities, Pacific Islander, Native American, everybody. Everybody gonna get shot dead. And if they did, and that person's on trial, would you convict them? It'll be in the YouTube chat. Just go to YouTube, log in, and subscribe. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon, Top 5 at 5 up next.